Lord, bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As you may have noticed, the malls of America have already begun their love affair with Christmas. The Muzak version of Here Comes Santa Claus or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer are being piped into stores and elevators across our nation. And red and green Christmas lights are blossoming on stores and lampposts and trees. It is impossible to miss the unyielding giddiness of secular Christmas. Sometimes these decorations can be charming, and other times they are just annoying. But whatever they are, and however they are for you, they are not the signs and symbols of our religious Christmas. Our Christmas time of preparing, the season of Advent, is intentionally out of step with all this secular giddiness. In Advent, our church is about waiting for 4 long weeks and praying. It's about the color purple, a sober color of kingship and suffering. In Advent, we read solemn scriptures that speak to the end time and God's judgment, as well as scriptures which promise to send a holy child who will heal a brokenness, right the wrong, redeem the failed and the fallen. There is room for wonder in Advent. There is room to step back and try to take in the divine mystery, the divine majesty, the promise of Christ. But even in our wondering, we're meant to notice that we will get smaller as God gets bigger. We Christian people are called to remember whose we are in Advent. We belong to God. And our liturgy, our music, our scriptures call us to take on vitally important work. We wait for the child. We wait for God to be born again among us. But we also know, as adult Christians, as mature Christians, that the God we follow is not just the beautiful baby boy who will be born in Bethlehem, but also the one who will grow to be a man of God, who will call us to claim radiant love of neighbor, a vigorous peace, a vital commitment to justice, and a fierce practice of forgiveness. The texts and the hymns and the color of Advent are sober and point us towards incredibly important human struggles between good and evil, hope and despair, life and death. As Christian people, we live in this world, but we're tuned to God's world, which spans heaven and earth. So in the church, we are out of sync with the giddy mall Christmas, and we are supposed to be. In Luke's gospel this morning, the scripture is as sober as any we will find in Advent scripture. Jesus is warning us to be ready to endure when life gets tough and the world veers towards chaos. Jesus says, there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. On earth, distress among nations. People will faint from fear and foreboding for what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. This passage usually reminds me of the chaos in the early church when Christians were being persecuted and killed by the Romans. Of course, the powers of heaven were being shaken. Christ had died and risen, and Christianity was in the process of being born. A whole new world order was being formed. And this scripture can also remind us of the past horrors of human wars and human greed, including World War II. Most of the world was fighting Hitler or trying to aid and abet his grab for world domination. Of course, the powers of heaven were shaken by evil men, and people had to choose which side they were on. And then they needed to find the courage to fight. Good and evil were locked in an historic struggle, and there was distress among the nations. But this year, the world has had a fresh and unnerving round of bad news, and I hear Jesus speaking to us. We've learned of raging fires in California, an earthquake in Alaska, famine and devastation in Yemen and North Korea, nuclear threat, the assassination of Mr. Khashoggi, Chinese scientists recklessly reconfiguring human DNA in two tiny twin girls, and the persecution and death of Christians in Egypt and China. These are hard facts to bear. Our world is a whirl with the kind of devastation that makes it feel as if heaven were shaking a little bit. Bad things are happening to good people, and evil things are happening to many people, and there is distress among the nations. Life is obviously not the life that God intended it to be just yet. It is obvious that life is not the way God intended it to be just yet. Our recognition of how far our current world is from God's dream for creation reminds us that we still need God. We are sheep who need a shepherd. And Advent is an appropriate time to remember that God promises abundant life and abundant love, even in deeply challenging times. God's promises are true. And the first time Christ came, he came in a deeply challenging time. But it's also important to remember that we Christians can't avoid challenging or frightening times. In Luke's gospel, Jesus reminds us that Christians can't escape global brutality or political or economic hardship or personal trials. They happen to us just as they happen to other people. Sometimes terrible things happen to us. However, there's meant to be a difference in how we Christians face our trials. We are meant to stand up. And this morning, Jesus tells us, "Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads." How we stand up and raise our heads depends upon who we are. And there are probably as many ways to stand up as there have been Christians on the planet. And currently, there are 2.18 billion of us on the planet. The Christians of the early church stood up when they cared for the sick and the poor in newly established hospitals in Rome. They claimed a radical resilience, and they built the places of care that they knew God wanted in the world. And their tradition and their witness has continued. And four military chaplains of World War II stood up when they gave their own life vests to servicemen aboard the SS Dorchester after the supply ran out. Those four chaplains joined hands, sang hymns, said prayers, and went down with the ship. And their story and their faithfulness has continued to this day. Our Christian tribe has been enduring for over 2,000 years by walking in the footsteps of Jesus, who modeled radical love and radical resilience. We do not have to be afraid. We are called to notice and participate in the good. We are called to stand up. We can cheer when a new probe lands on Mars to explore our knowledge of the universe. We can give hearty thanks when members of our congregation put together 85 Thanksgiving Day dinners to feed hungry families in St. Stephen's. 85 families were fed on Thanksgiving Day because of how you stood up. We can participate in the Metro West Ministries or the Knitting Ministries, which are helping Rwandan mothers care for their children. We can travel to El Hogar this summer or participate in Bargain Hall this spring or donate winter coats for kids and adults this week. We can pray and teach and learn, and we can sing our heart outs in Woody's choir. All of this work pulls the kingdom of God closer to our everyday world. Advent is a solemn time, but it's not a sad time. In these next 4 weeks, we wait for Christ's arrival. We ground ourselves for the tough times of our faith, as well as the joyful ones. And we stand up and raise our heads, looking for God, trusting that God is still in charge of the cosmos, still leading us forward to play our part in the kingdom of God. Amen.